This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A rollover accident in a vehicle driven by a 14-year-old boy over the weekend resulted in a baby being life-flighted for treatment. The boy was driving a 2012 Dodge 1500 on Lawyer Road when the truck rolled. A 14-year-old girl was in the passenger seat holding a 6-month-old girl and was ejected from the truck. None of the three were wearing seatbelts. It didn't appear that drugs or alcohol were involved in the case. Highway Patrol and the Sheriff's Office are investigating. The City of Gillette is pleased to bring a new and improved utility billing system to customers. Customers will have the same options for payment as before, but will also be able to set up auto pay, schedule payments, pay by text, and make one-click payments through email, text, or calendar reminders. You can visit invoicecloud.com/GilletteWY to access your account and see all your payment options. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Recent temperatures in the area have consistently been more than 15 degrees warmer than average, and the warm wave continues till a cold front pushes through tomorrow. Today is forecast to be in the low 100s, and after that cold front pushes through, temperatures will drop into the 80s and remain there through the weekend. Elevated fire weather hazards continue, as well as a marginal risk for the occasional heat-driven thunderstorm. There are three people, including two with experience in other Wyoming cities, as final candidates for the next city administrator for Gillette. The three will visit the city later today for a meet and greet with the public at 5:30 before the city council meeting at City Hall. They'll be interviewed tomorrow, and a spokesman for the city said a final decision will be made sometime after their visit. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.